follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Einstein put it this way, energy is all there is. The topic today is self-care revolution empowerment. Now is your time. Now, really, it's your time to commit to living radiantly and optimal health. Start off 2013 with a new vibrancy and vitality. Your body was designed to heal itself, and if you respect it, nourish it, and exercise it, you will be able to heal yourself. Because there's a lot of conflicting information out there, a group of healthcare professionals designed a healthcare movement to share the essentials for living optimally and developing a personal health consciousness. Become empowered to make the right choice for your health, life, and family. Your lifestyle has a major impact on your success, relationships, and personal growth and development. The self-care revolution is a transformational movement you can join. A self-care revolution membership offers you the ability to learn from over 50 healthcare experts. Learn how to make daily choices that enhance your health and energies. Be aware. Be active. Take care of your life, health, and well-being. Self-care is the true health care. For more information, visit www.santafesoul.com. With a B.S. in sports medicine, Robin Benson studied Chinese medicine and received a doctorate in Oriental medicine. With 20 years of professional experience, she now specializes in pain management, women's health, and family medicine. Dr. Benson is board certified in orthopedic and pediatric acupuncture and practices many forms of alternative, progressive internal, and preventative medicines. She is the founder of Santa Fe Soul Health and Healing Center and the Santa Fe Soul Foundation, a nonprofit whose mission is to provide access to holistic and complementary healthcare through grants and participatory healing opportunities. Robin is dedicated to working with others to offer patients the very best, most holistic healthcare available. Recently, Dr. Benson added cutting-edge energy medicine to her practice of traditional Chinese medicine to enhance detoxification, longevity, and personal sustainability. As an activist for social change, Robin is starting a movement, the self-care revolution. Again, more information is at www.santafesoul.com. That's www.santafesoul.com. Welcome, Robin. Thank you. It's so great to be here with you, Anne, and to be with your community, which I understand is global. This is so exciting.
Yes.
Love it.
Well, we're really happy to have you here and, you know, really to discuss being an activist for social change. We don't hear that very much, and I think we will be hearing more about that in the future. People really getting on to these transformational movements and really trying to affect the real changes that we need to be the best we can be, really.
Exactly.
So why don't we start off with you telling us how you decided to get your doctorate in Oriental medicine?
Let's see. You know, I was so young. My goodness. I was just 5 years old when I knew that I wanted to be a doctor. And it was due to the fact that I had a younger brother who was only 6 months old, and he died of some heart complications. And I so much wanted to be the doctor that saved his life. And from that moment on, everything about me, my whole life has been dedicated to health, wellness, and every moment, it seems, you know, I'm always dedicated to being a health detective. Like, how can I find the root problem? Like, what is going on that's causing disease, disorders in people's bodies? And when I went to college, I studied sports medicine, and it was a real turning point when I graduated from my university. And the big decision was, do I go on to medical school? Do I become an exercise physiologist? Because I really wanted to focus on more wellness approaches to working with health. And I then decided that I was fascinated with Chinese medicine, which has, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 year history, and it's really addressing the whole person. And, you know, I've loved it ever since. I pretty much have been practicing for 21 years right now. So there are just many milestones that have happened in my growth as a doctor. And I just never look back. It's just been such a rewarding profession. And I continue to learn from my patients every day. I continue to learn, you know, medicine is like, you can never get it all. So it's my thirst, is never quenched, as they say, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. So really the basic idea is the holistic, the whole body. You don't
exactly.
Just separate out one organ and just look at that.
Right.
Yeah, I also like that. I like the holistic approach too. So how has being a doctor of Oriental medicine empowered you and transformed your life?
Oh my goodness. And every single way. I mean, I can't imagine how it's not impacted me. Empowered me? How has it empowered me? You know, it's really neat that, you know, when a patient comes in, they don't have to get a referral from their doctor. You know, they can come in and I'm pretty much like a primary care doctor for most of my patients. And so that's really exciting. And I also have a really good feel. You know, I call it bridges in medicine. I love working with a team of medical doctors in my community in Santa Fe. So I always know when to refer out. You know, just every – when I think about the personal growth in terms of dealing with my own – you know, any type of traumas I've ever had in my life, or, you know, it's a constant walk in my truth, you know, because I don't feel separate from anyone, you know, that's been part of my success as a doctor of Oriental medicine is that I approach the way in which I work with my patients as, you know, someone who's an expert, yet also someone who really can feel where they're at. It's not like I'm like, you know, 10 feet above them. You know what I'm saying? That I can really be empathic and really what's so great about Chinese medicine is like you from taking pulses to look at the tongue. It's a way of the body giving you the information. So I just continue, you know, I've grown as a speaker. I'm a writer now. I'm a visionary. So I'm constantly being challenged in this profession. Like what's next? So if in any way, if I ever feel like I, you know, just have reached kind of my comfort zone and I want to go that next level, then I go there. For example, with my patients, I think when 13 years into my practice,
I realize that Chinese medicine is unlimited in what its capacity to help people. But I also felt like I wanted to be able to add other modalities to my practice. So I got licensed as a doctor of oriental medicine to do injection therapy. I do IV therapies. I work with a lot of cutting edge energy medicine. And so it's just enriched my practice, certainly the outcomes that I see with my patients. And believe me, my learning curve, it's just like, oh my, I just keep expanding. I mean, I just, never do I have a dull day. 21 years later, I still love what I do.
That's great. And you know what? I just want to bring out this point because you're saying it, but you're not really saying it. You really are partnering with your patients or your clients.
Exactly.
In their healthcare. And I think that is the beauty of what I'm hearing from you, is that you really put their health, you know, first.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when you use the other people in your community that you think can serve them better, you certainly refer them out. So that's wonderful. And I think that's rare. I just want to put that out there.
A patient-centered model where, you know, two or three of us, of practitioners, will get together and see how can we best help our patient. You know, it's really wonderful to be in a profession, especially when it has to do with health, when I know that I'm just a facilitator of mm-hmm. their own healing, you know, that ultimately they're in the driver's seat of their outcome. And I love to, you know, I always talk about the five pathways that I consider are most important to living well in today's world. And it really, number one is be your own best healthcare advocate. Mm-hmm. So I love to see myself as a health coach, and helping people realize, like, this is what you can do to really help yourself achieve more optimal health. And what I'm also, you know, when I think about social change, you know, that piece of empowerment for the patient is so huge. Yeah. A lot of people don't even know the rights that they have. They don't know to question authority when you're given 4 prescriptions for your depression. I mean, it's not uncommon that I see this. Mm-hmm. So that's part of just that awakening piece and being aware, being active. I love for patients to realize that they have, you know, amazing choice. And just because insurance covers a surgery that's recommended, you know, do your homework. So I love, that's a big part of my practice, is helping to empower my patients to realize their rights and it's their body.
Right. And this is a new paradigm. Absolutely. Because you understand that their body was designed to heal itself, and Absolutely. You just help them tap into that.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Exactly. And you know, I say now more than ever, what I think was a real spark when I think about that might be the word to this self-care revolution, that this is, in my opinion, self-care is the only solution, really, when we think about the healthcare crisis that we're in right now. I mean, some people are waiting for there to be a healthcare system in place. I don't see that happening. So at this point, when we're living at a time where, you know, 1 out of 3 people are diagnosed with cancer, I keep seeing it every day. Every time I'm reading medical literature, 1 out of 3 of our children are diagnosed with diabetes right now.
Mm-hmm.
So major shifts in water, food, and air quality over the last 20, 25 years. I mean, this is the time. It's an exciting time, I say to people, that it is like you don't put your health on hold, that self-care is a way of life. It's not an event.
Right, exactly. And I love that. I really love that. And, you know, and we know that if we just balance some energies, the energies that go into your immune system, organs, you know, we're not going to have that much, as much cancer. You know, there are just simple ways that we can address this. And I think stress also, it's not only what's happening in our environment, but our way of living is creating disease or helping to create disease.
Huge. I mean, they say 5% of all doctor's visits are related to stress.
Right.
Anxiety issues. Yes.
Yeah. So let me just list what you do, just so people know. You are an acupuncturist, you're an herbalist, and a nutritionist. And at your healing center, you offer many different types of therapies. And I think you mentioned this one, intravenous nutrient therapy. You do chelation therapy, photoluminescence therapy, prolotherapy, which I don't even know what that is, prolozone, acupressure, and I don't know what this is either, but Chinese massage, and pulsed electromagnetic frequency therapy. You also perform blood chemistry analysis, detoxification for Baz, Photon Genius, IMRS, which I don't know what that is, and cold laser and body composition testing. Wow. I mean, you're really out there, Robin, and offering so many different things. I can't imagine there's people need anything else.
Living on the edge, you know, when it comes to medicine and really helping people return to wellness and wholeness and getting back to how their body is designed to function, this is the way to go. It's not taking a prescription medicine. And believe me, I know there, you know, it has its place.
Right.
And what I have to say is this is what I see. It's so exciting. That's why I'm still enthusiastic about being a doctor of oriental medicine 21 years later, is the shifts that I see in people, the transformation. No matter, you know, the going gets tough, you know, some days I see 20, 25 patients, and it's, you know, week after week, it's the transformations, the change, the shifts. People lose 25 pounds. People are no longer diagnosed with a certain autoimmune disease. I mean, this is what keeps my passion, my mojo, my everything going.
Yeah. So all these different therapies have something in common. And so how do they offer ultimate benefits to your clients?
Well, I love, you know, what you're all about too, and how you talk about Einstein and energy medicine and everything is energy. Basically, from acupuncture to the pulse electromagnetic field technology to the Photon Genius to, you know, most everything that I offer is really about impacting the electrical field of the body. And I think that, you know, we really know that our body, before our biology works, before our chemistry works, we need a healthy electrical field. And so one of the reasons that so many of us are challenged in today's world in terms of our health, even the healthiest of healthy are challenged, meaning deeply fatigued, depressed, stress, has a lot to do with the electromagnetic field of the earth is diminished greatly. So a lot of the modalities that I use are really helping to facilitate better electrical field messaging throughout the body. And it comes down, it's so basic, as you know, Anne, it's as simple as hydration and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
If we just get our hydration levels to a healthy level, meaning, you know, if we're too acidic, if we're too alkaline one way or another, I mean, our body, more than anything, is always wanting to be balanced. It's always struggling to get back into that state of balance. So if we just get properly hydrated, we get minerals that our body needs, like magnesium and zinc, so much will just be corrected by helping the electrical field of the body get back into a healthy state.
Right, and get the toxins out too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nervous system, you know, being a doctor more into medicine, the yin and yang, the masculine and feminine principle, very often we're driving our masculine. We're go, go, go. We don't digest our foods very well. We don't sleep. So energy medicine is really brilliant at helping to restore the imbalances in the body so the body can actually get back into balance.
Right. And also, let me just add that what I love about it is that it really emphasizes how to be in rhythm, in alignment with the rhythm of the earth.
Exactly.
We are so out of alignment with that. And, you know, because we have electric lights and because we wear shoes everywhere, we're not connecting directly to the earth. And so that's another reason why I think we're so imbalanced, is we don't get proper energy by running around barefoot and being outside all the time. We're really, you know, inside in front of our computers now most of the time.
I think it is the foundation, the root of why there are so many diseases right now. And, you know, at the turn of the century, well, I should say, you know, 100 years ago, you know, we had certainly issues, you know, parasites and those kinds of issues. And right now there are like 30,000 known disease categories just in the last 130 years since the advent of electricity.
Yeah.
So we are in these electrical fields on a regular basis that are, you know, thousands and thousands of times higher than how we're designed. Like that, and I always like to say, you know, the Earth's frequencies are, you know, 0.5 to maybe 25 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
And a cell phone is 900 megahertz, just to give you an idea of why this can cause a lot of irritation and palpitations and anxiety disorders. Vertigo, I see it every day.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. Okay, we're going to be back in a minute right after this commercial.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjoe Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjoe Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, and we are talking to Dr. Robin Benson about the self-care revolution and how that is empowering people to take care of themselves. So, Robin, what is the most significant thing that you have learned in your 20 years of practice?
Oh, you know, without a doubt, it's what we just discussed. It was the biggest aha moment when I really understood that the charge, the spark that really turns on our cellular life is the electromagnetic field of the Earth. That it was just like, oh my goodness, I get it. So, I mean, I've traveled around the world to, you know, 70 different countries, and it was really the indigenous people of the world who really helped me understand this, because of course they're completely Earth directed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Earth, they walk on the earth barefoot as much as possible. And to help my Western mind really understand that there is no life without this currency. And even, you know, I can fondly remember being with my Maasai friends in Kenya and spending just hours with them barefoot and you know, spending time, you know, looking at the sun and the moon with them and singing songs, a whole bit. And they're just like, you know, had me touch my hands to the ground and feel that opening, that currency of the earth. And it was just such a aha moment. And that's how it's kind of, you know, transformed my understanding of health and how the body works. And when I work with my patients, I'm always, you know, helping them electrosanitize their lives, you know, get outdoors more often, you know, please, like, especially at night where you sleep, unplug everything. Certainly don't plug in your phone and charge it at night anywhere near your head. And also, that, you know, that many of us are dehydrated on a regular basis, and to know that the spark of the Earth's frequencies, when we're dehydrated or we're not moving or we're not eating well, we're not getting that healthy vibration of the Earth, is not able to do what it can, what its potential is when our bodies are under functioning.
Wow.
Just that we are bioidentical to the earth more than anything. I mean, everything about our bodies. We are, you know, 70%+ water, just like the earth is.
Right.
So for the earth is good for our body. What is good for our bodies is good for the earth. So if we have 80% of our diet comes, you know, from fruits and vegetables from the earth, we are much better off in terms of overall health. So that is the most important thing I've learned.
Mm-hmm. So what is the most predominant reason that somebody comes to see you?
I would say pain, stress, hormonal imbalance. I just had a full morning of patients. I just treated a woman who had a migraine. I see a fair amount of sports injuries too. Background. I love treating athletes. I love it because I feel that if they use this medicine pretty quickly, they can return to their sport as soon as possible.
Get back outside. Connecting. Now, tell us a little bit about this healing center, the Santa Fe Whole Soul Health and Healing Center that you founded.
So we built this. Actually, we started building it in 2004, and we opened our doors in 2005. It's a 4,000-square-foot building, completely consciously created. The builders who worked with us thought we were like, who are you? I mean, it was the biggest eye-opening experience for them ever. So what I mean by consciously created, we used feng shui principles. We did groundbreaking ceremonies, two of them, to really honor this land. And what's unique about this healing center is it is in a commercial area, so it's accessible to the Santa Fe community. And every single, you know, from the colors of the walls to putting our intentions on the floors before we put our wooden floors down, I mean, just everything was consciously created. So we have 25, typically 23 to 28 practitioners at any given time. We have a two medical doctors. We have a biological dentist. We have a chiropractor, massage therapist, energy healers. We've got quite a variety of practitioners that offer at least 40 different services.
Wow. So, and they're all situated in this healing center together.
Most of us, they're half are here, and then we also have affiliated practitioners that they have their practice somewhere else, but they're part of the vision of Santa Fe Soul. And so this is what's exciting. After 7.5 years, our next big project, I would call it movement. It's a huge movement. Is the self-care revolution. And Anne, I really appreciate your part in this as well. And it was so fun that we got to co-create a lot when we were in Yosemite together in October. But already people are very excited about this whole movement, because I think you and so many other practitioners and doctors and people in the healthcare field know that the solution, we're saying, you know, living the solution to this healthcare issue that we're going through is through self-care. This is it. So we're really wanting to educate, empower people to practice self-care strategies, practices. Everything that you do is about keeping yourself healthy, because again, of all the challenges, I should say, that are out there. So Santa Fe Soul has been what I consider as a 21st century healthcare model, that it's cutting edge in so many ways, because we bring in all these different modalities and we're bringing in lots of different practitioners and different minds and different levels of expertise. And I consider it, you know, a model that I think we'll see more and more, where people, when they walk into Santa Fe Soul, I mean, we hear it every day, their healing begins as they walk in the door. That there's, you don't feel like you're in a medical center. It's not sterile. It celebrates humanity. It celebrates the whole person. So it's been exciting to just open ourselves up to the possibilities. But I think our next stretch is the self-care revolution, which is going to be online.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 12-month program with different themes. Like the first month, right in the next few days, is, you know, January 1st. January is all about thoughts and food as medicine. And we already have lined up 60 speakers for the whole year. We're getting calls by the day, you know, people wanting to speak and be part of this revolution in terms of being an expert speaker and one of our topics. But what's also unique about the self-care revolution is we have 25 of our practitioners and some of our practitioners that are, that don't even live here in Santa Fe that we're affiliated with it, with. And so we're going to all be, we all are already self-care coaches, but in relationship to the self-care revolution, we're going to be present online. Certainly each month we're going to have a live stream event where the community, everybody that's signed up that's part of the self-care revolution, has an opportunity to ask questions live to our practitioners. So we'll choose maybe 6 to 8 of them at any given time that are really more experts in the topic for the month. And then also if people want to work one-on-one with any of our practitioners, they have that opportunity. And then we're also realized that, you know, humor and play and fun and all those great words and emotions is a big part of self-care. So we're going to bring in a happiness humor expert each month. So as you know, Kyle Cease.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to start, we're hoping to start January with him because he's hysterical.
Yeah.
We want to keep it light. We don't want to keep it all mental and heady. You know, I just think that he's just so brilliant. And I would love, you know, he'll definitely be part of it at some point. We're not sure if it's going to be in January. We're hoping to connect with Patch Adams, Yogananda, Beyond Ananda, or something like that. I can't recall his name exactly. So we've got a, I mean, I'm looking at this, my calendar in my office. There's, you know, huge calendar, 12 months, and just, wow, it's just so exciting to feel the energy of what is already happening energetically and just to see this movement that is going to spread, this ripple of change project. And as people engage with their day-to-day journals and the themes of the month and also connecting with the Facebook group.
I was going to mention that. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
That's going to be established in January. We're calling it kind of a, what I would say is a, maybe a soft launch. It's free. Certainly to anyone who is listening to this call today can contact us or go into our website, which is www.jointheselfcarerevolution.com. You can just read and listen, and we've got some incredible video coverage there as well. And just be, feel free to leave your email address, and then you've got free access to this whole program for the month of January, and you'll have the opportunity to upgrade and be part of this whole program for the remaining 11 months. But of course, the calls will all be free for 24 hours. So it's been an amazing journey, and we just love how it's catching on, and people are very excited about it. And we're starting off with Marcia Weider from Dream University. Many people may know her that are listening to this call, and she's a magical woman. I got to hear her speak in October of this year in California, and I was just so blown away by her passion, her message, and how well she provided a very clear framework about how to not only just dream, but to, you know, live your dream and to experience and live it and accomplish not just one dream, but many dreams. And so we're starting our whole program, year-long program, with her on January 1st, and she's got a lot to share with all of you. So when you think about dreaming 2013, dreaming your best year ever, dreaming your best self-care year ever, she's going to have some great juicy information for you.
That's wonderful. So I just want to get a word in edgewise here. I just, you know, a little discussion before, or back a little ways, we were talking, and I was thinking, you know what? This is creating health. We don't think of health as being creative, but we really are. We are in charge of creating our lives, but we're also in charge of creating our health. And so this is just another way to think about self-care. It's not a drudgery. It is an opportunity. It is a way to be empowered and be in control of how you feel and how you think and how you live your life. And so I just wanted to make that point.
But you are so right on. And I hear and feel your enthusiasm. And I just, I so, feel so aligned with your vision and your mission for healthcare in this country and internationally as well.
Oh yeah, so we're trying to spread the word that there's lots of different ways you can create this health, and so there's because I've just met amazing people doing these radio shows. So anyway, so let's we skipped over the Santa Fe Soul Foundation. I just wanted to give you time to really talk about your mission for this nonprofit that you've created.
Well, this goes back, when I think about how we were developing Santa Fe Soul, many of the practitioners wanted the idea of coverage for all people. Like, how can we, especially with alternative complementary medicine, how can we provide services to the financially challenged in northern New Mexico? And as you know, this is considered one of the poorest states in the union. So we have been in process with that over many years, and it's taking on many forms. But our whole mission truly is to be able to provide not just health services, but educational services for people to realize, again, it's all about empowerment. So rather than just giving them free access to healthcare, we wanted them to learn, we want our community, people to learn how to live well, how to, the big part of the Santa Fe Soul Foundation, and certainly the self-care revolution is that ultimately we want to help prevent diseases from happening in the first place. And education and knowledge is power, certainly. But not only to prevent diseases, how to reverse them, and then also how can we live a fun and fulfilled life day to day by practicing self-care strategies.
That's beautiful. I love that. And so do you have a lot of people that take advantage of this foundation?
Some years it's been much more so than others, and we have different boards, and we're going through a transition once again with our foundation. In fact, we're really looking at the self-care revolution as another possibility, another expansion, another way of helping people that don't have access to healthcare through this reach, through the self-care revolution.
Oh, wonderful.
But it's a different phase. We're in a phase of exploration and what our next steps are as we develop the self-care revolution.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to break for another commercial, and we'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you ready for an open, informative, and fun discussion on health, wellness, and a whole lot more? If so, you'll need to tune in to The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie, featuring award-winning TV host Forbes Riley and multimedia producer, author, and CEO Charlie Fusco. Our show is real, honest, opinionated, and full of laughs. Our well-known guests of authors, experts, and celebrities will give you the inside scoop on health, fitness, and personal success. The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
The largest syndicated alternative health talk program has come to the Voice America Network. The Dr. Bob Martin Show is the program that will answer your health questions and help you to heal your own body of many different ailments. Each week, you'll hear the answers that Dr. Bob gives to his callers that help them to be their own doctor most of the time. We'll also discuss developments on the healthcare front and what you need to do to keep your body in top form. The Dr. Bob Martin Show airs Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest,
please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back again with Ann Dietley, Energy Medicine Optimal Health, and we're talking to Dr. Robin Benson. We're talking about the self-care revolution that she has started or will start in January 2013. So we've been talking about that you're an activist for social change, and I just really want us to kind of focus on this point. I know we have really kind of skirted it but and talked about it a little bit, but tell us more about what induced you to be an activist for social change.
I think ever since I was, when I was in high school, I was involved in student government. So my whole orientation has been about, you know, human rights and, you know, anything from clean water to access to organic foods, the whole, everything that's about social rights is, you know, it being a human. It's just been part of who I am. And again, where it falls mostly into my life has to do with health. You know, for people to realize their rights in terms of, you know, working with more of them, just having to know that they have choice.
Right. And I think this, I think you really, you started this idea because people come to see you with issues that they bring on themselves, right? Which is very frustrating and depressing.
Right. Right. You know, and so when I think about the issues of electromagnetic pollution, that's a huge social issue right now. I mean, we certainly see it in Santa Fe. You know, people are lobbying against all the cell towers that are going on churches and hotels. It's a big issue. So that's something that I'm active in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in fact, I was, you know, just in the newspaper, I am, you know, pretty vocal about it. I feel that people have to be aware of the hazards of electromagnetic pollution. And believe me, the research, because there's so much scientific proof of this. So that's one area about for people having exposure, especially people with low income families that are just, you know, eating all these foods that they can afford, but they're causing diabetes and all kinds of other inflammatory diseases. So it's a big issue. It's a big issue.
Right. So what people eat, how people move, right? I mean, we're really a sedentary society now. Mm-hmm. That has a major effect on our health.
Cancer's an $80 billion industry right now.
Oh my gosh.
Through our systems that are in place that, you know, that are just contributing to it. And, you know, food is huge. I mean, food is, I believe, 80% of all health issues.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. 80%.
I hear that all the time. And I, you know, the more I see it 21 years later, working with all my patients, so much can be solved by food. Mm. And even health food, as we know, can cause problems too. And the gluten issue is rampant. It's still a silent epidemic that's going on. And pretty much I just say for most people, if you just stay away from wheat, dairy, and sugar, you're going to be much better. Even if you don't show the antibodies for the gluten issue.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah. So, so we know that you've got Market Weeder the first month. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're planning for the self-care revolution, for who's going to be and what the topics are going to be?
Let's see. Oh my goodness. We have the, let me just think about 1 month, the month about unleashing brain power in April. We have Michael Gelb, who wrote Brain Power, and we also have Jim Quick, who's world known as being a memory expert. We also have Larry Dossey, medical doctor, who's written, maybe 18 books, and he's going to be talking about the one mind. We also have Bob Doyle in the month of January, who is going to be talking about mindset. He became even more well-known through the movie The Secret. I'm so excited, actually, to interview him.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, oh my goodness, we have so many people that it's hard to for me to even think about, you know, right now without having my list right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, let me see if I can even find it here, but we are just excited that, we have not had one speaker say no. And that's quite exciting.
Wow.
Ally McGraw, many people know Ally McGraw. She is going to be speaking. She's just a beautiful person inside and out, and she's going to be speaking about aging gracefully. We have Dr. Michael Suzanne Parsons, who's a chiropractor, and she is going to be talking about the importance of detoxification. We also have a couple people, Dr. Halbrin, he's actually one of our doctors, and he's going to be talking about heart health, and he's also going to be talking about the epidemic of diabetes and how it can actually, I mean, to go as far as it's possible to cure it within 30 days. And he's going to be joined with a pretty well-known man named Jim Healthy, who has an ebook out there that's, you know, it's all over the world. And he's going to, the two of them are going to just share how so much of the health issues that we're dealing with have to do with diet and diabetes being, you know, it's growing exponentially by the day. So I can't wait to interview the two of them together. And that's going to actually happen in January as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Lineup. And I also have some experts. I have a pediatrician who's going to be talking about the epidemic of diabetes among children. And he's also going to be talking about electromagnetic pollution and how that's impacting our children. He's been a pediatrician for over 30 years. Very excited to hear him speak. In addition to his wife, who also works with children on a day-to-day basis. And the two of them are quite the dynamic duo. They will also be in January. So our kickoff, knowing that this is a free month, we hope you all will join us at jointheselfcarerevolution.com.
Well, I'm sure they will. And it's going to be every week? You're going to have a different person talking?
Yes, at least one. And we are actually going to do some doubles because of the interest in this.
Right. So every month is going to have a different topic, as I remember.
Say that again?
Every month there's going to be one theme or one topic that you're going to, and you'll have different experts in that, with that topic going to be talking. Is that right?
That we're really excited about is March, and it's really about releasing and transmuting trauma. Because I think that you also know this in your practice, that so many people that have post-traumatic stress disorder or had a earlier childhood event, that in many ways the body is not functioning because of the trauma. So we've got some great trauma experts that are going to be sharing in the month of March. And we have declared March 27th to be Global Release Trauma Day. Because I think that what I find out is the lights on, people really realize that their trauma, their pain that they're experiencing in their body is quite universal. You know, a lot of people are in they're so alone and depressed in the despair of something that's happened to them. And we're going to have this day, this like a ceremonial experience for people to participate in really releasing, like letting go of the trauma so people can live more fully in their body. And so people can actually turn on the joy peptides, you know, the happiness peptides that are part of every cell.
Yeah. And the radiant circuits.
Yeah. It ever goes away. I mean, I think that is that trauma is part of who we are, but in a way that to release it, to transmute it.
Right. It blocks actually the trauma gets stuck in our connective tissue called the fascia and in cells. And so the energy really can't flow through there well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Actually, I had a client yesterday and she had grief. Her husband had died suddenly 3 years ago and she had restricted breathing. She just couldn't take deep breaths. And as soon as I touched the acupressure points on her lung meridian, she just released all this emotion and was like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, this didn't have to be for 3 years, you know, holding on to it like this. So I really, you know, there's a lot of energy that we store in our bodies, that trauma and emotional upset and shock, actually.
You know, what happened in Connecticut last week?
Yeah.
I think many of us are traumatized.
Oh, absolutely. I think the whole world is traumatized by it.
be a screen rather than a sponge. As a doctor of oriental medicine, I learned to be a screen as much as possible so I could show up fresh for my patients every day. Because it's so, you know, I hear so much of the traumas that people go through. It's like, oh my heavens. But how can we collectively just keep our hearts really open?
Right.
Or keep, you know, that capacity to love unconditionally open.
Right. And I've been trying to send messages, really, let's not send more negative energy out in the world now. I mean, we can cancel out the negative energy when we send positive energy. I mean, it's really a simple math problem. You know, the more positive energy we send out right now, the more we're going to cancel out the negative energy. And really, everyone has a choice to do that.
Right. You know, and I also think about these situations. Care is more important than ever when we're going through a trauma. I mean, to continue to nourish our bodies, our mind, our spirits with healthy, alive food. I mean, I think that the tragedy that's happening with diabetes and a lot of these illnesses being rooted in diet is that our brain doesn't function. Our neurochemistry doesn't function if we're not getting the proper vitamins, minerals from the food that we're eating.
Right. And we've got the toxins coming in as well.
Exactly. So that combination. So even though we're still exposed to these toxins, this is just another reason that we want to take good care of ourselves.
Absolutely. So let's tell a little bit what the benefits will be for people that join the movement, you know, after the first month.
There are many. We're excited that, again, you can have access to the self-care coaches, have access to these amazing expert speakers that have expertise in a lot of variety of areas. So I'm not one time, well, I think that people will be bored even for a second what you're going to hear and learn. And of course, there's going to be people who are going to relate to certain months more than others. Also, we're going to have a Facebook community that people can be part of. They can share their wins, meaning if you know, lost 5 pounds, if you know, are drinking 8 glasses of water a day, whatever it may be. So we want to actually have a system where people can actually, that is measurable.
Mm-hmm.
Mention this, that we are, everybody who joins that really upgrades as part of our monthly program, which is going to be $77 a month after January, or people can get a special deal if they join for the whole coaching 12 months, that everybody who joins in will be able to come to our live event in Santa Fe, which is going to be a 2-3 day event. We're going to bring a lot of our expert speakers and, of course, self-care coaches that live here and the people that we're going to connect with over these years, over these weeks,
months. Yeah.
Weeks and months. But we're also going to do a contest, a couple different contests that we are going to, because we have sponsors also for the self-care revolution, that so the individual, like one or two individuals that have the biggest transformation through self-care changes and self-care focus, and also a family and an organization or a business.
So it's beautiful. People, what a great idea. I love it.
And the self-care coaches are going to be the judges. So we're going to do a video contest, or there's going to be various aspects of the contest to decide who really is the winner. Everybody's going to be a winner that signs up. There's no doubt, but we really want to honor.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think, you know, and we're you're offering support. You know, when you do things in community, you're much more likely to follow through, I think.
So people will have a journal. Each month there will be a journal for people to write in each day. And there's going to be accountability. The self-care coaches are accountability coaches. So we'll be staying very connected, that we're creating this relationship over this year to really, you know, get to know you, to get to know your health concerns, how can we support you. And again, through self-care, how we can save lives, we can reverse diseases, we can prevent them in the first place, and really help people realize that whatever through self-care, whatever it is, your life purpose, whatever it is that you love to do, when you feel good, it really helps you, whatever your life purpose is. You're so much more aligned when you have excellent health.
Right. Thank you so much, Robin. And for more information, please visit jointheselfcarerevolution.com or www.santafesoul.com. I'm happy to say that this show has been going on for a year now, so we're celebrating the anniversary. My new website is www.energizeforjoy, and there are free videos on exercises that you can start doing now for energetic balance and feeling energized. So please don't hesitate to get those free videos. And again, Robin, thank you very much. And everybody have a wonderful holiday and a wonderful 2013.
To all of you.
Live radiantly, everybody.
Live radiantly.
Take care.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.